All right, so welcome everyone to another deep dive.
Yeah.
Today we're tackling something pretty crucial.
Mm-hmm.
We're going deep into energy disputes.
Huge topic.
Yeah.
Absolutely huge. But here's the twist.
Okay.
We're not just focusing on the big blowouts.
Uh-huh.
You know, the headline-grabbing oil spills or those massive courtroom dramas. We're going deeper.
Sounds interesting.
It is. It's about how the industry uses a method called ADR to resolve disagreements.
Alternative dispute resolution.
Exactly. And it's fascinating stuff.
Yeah.
Seriously. It's like this hidden world that keeps everything running smoothly.
Yeah. You know, most people don't realize how much ADR impacts their daily lives.
Exactly. It's the behind-the-scenes stuff that most people don't even think about.
It's kind of like the glue that holds the energy sector together.
Right. And when you start looking at the kinds of issues that ADR tackles...
Oh, yeah.
It's mind-blowing. The scope is huge.
Huge.
We're talking pipelines, power plants,
mm-hmm.
taxes, royalties, you name it.
And all of that can lead to some pretty heated disputes.
Oh, absolutely.
Especially when you're dealing with something as essential as energy. You know, the stakes are incredibly high.
Right. Every detail matters.
Mm-hmm.
Think about it for a minute.
Okay.
You've got these massive projects, pipelines, power plants, all that. And every single step of the way, there's potential for conflict.
Oh, yeah.
Like one of our sources pointed out, these royalty payments for extracted resources can get super complicated.
Oh, yeah. Those definitely sound tricky.
Like, just imagine a company strikes oil on land they leased from someone.
Right.
Figuring out how much the landowner gets.
Okay.
It gets really complicated fast. You've got fluctuating oil prices, production costs, environmental regs. It's a lot.
Wow. Yeah, that makes sense.
And that's where ADR comes in. It helps those parties reach a fair agreement without dragging things through court.
So it's not always about the money, though, right?
No, not always.
Yeah.
One of our sources really highlighted how ADR is used for labor disputes in the sector.
Yeah, I saw that.
And we're not just talking about strikes and walkouts.
Yeah.
It's about training employees on conflict resolution as well. Interesting. So it's like preventative.
Exactly. Companies are realizing that it's a lot cheaper to teach their people how to prevent and manage conflict than to deal with a major blow-up later.
Oh, yeah. A lawsuit or a work stoppage is going to cost way more than some training.
Exactly. It's like preventative maintenance, but for workplace relationships.
I like that analogy.
Thanks.
So we've talked about finances. We've talked about labor. But things get really interesting when you add in construction and environmental issues.
Oh, yeah. Those are big ones.
It's almost impossible to imagine building a massive project.
A pipeline?
Yeah, like a pipeline or a wind farm without some kind of conflict popping up.
Yeah, you're dealing with so many stakeholders, local communities, environmental groups, government agencies. It's a lot to juggle.
Right, and everyone has their own interests and priorities.
Exactly. And then you layer on things like land leasing rights.
Oh, yeah, that sounds deceptively simple.
Right. You'd think it's straightforward, but what happens when a pipeline is planned to go through land that's sacred to a local community?
Or if there are concerns about environmental damage.
Exactly. These are the kinds of situations where ADR can really shine. It helps create a dialogue and find solutions that everyone can live with.
So it's about finding that common ground.
Right, because let's be real. No one wins in a protracted legal battle.
Definitely not. And let's not forget about the whole environmental cleanup side of things.
Oh, yeah, that's a whole other can of worms.
We're talking about disputes involving pollution control, remediation, long-term health impacts.
Yeah.
It gets pretty heavy.
Absolutely, and there are so many emotions tied up in these cases. You've got residents worried about their health, environmental groups pushing for strict regulations, and then the companies trying to manage the costs.
Right. And then the science can get really complex, too.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. It's a lot to untangle.
So it sounds like ADR is more than just some legal concept.
Way more. It's a critical tool that helps keep the energy sector running smoothly.
It's about ensuring fair compensation, preventing disputes, and navigating all the complexities of construction and environmental issues.
Exactly. It's a huge part of how we keep the lights on and the wheels turning.
Which brings up a really interesting question.
Oh, yeah. What's that?
Given how crucial ADR is in resolving these disputes,
mm-hmm.
should it play a larger role in shaping future energy policy?
Yeah, that's something worth thinking about.
Right. It's a big question, but one that deserves some serious consideration.
Absolutely.
Well, on that note, we'll wrap up this deep dive.
Thanks for having me. It's been great.
It's been a pleasure. Always fascinating to explore these complex topics, and thanks to all of you for listening.
And keep those energy disputes in mind.
They're happening all around us.
Even if we don't see them.
Until next time.
See ya!